This past weekend, Dillo Day took place. Dillo Day is the nation's largest student-run music festival, and it celebrated its 50th anniversary on May 21st. Dillo Day welcomes 12,000 Northwestern and Evanston community members to the lakefront to celebrate music, dance, the end of a quarter, and just have fun in general. This year, the theme is Return of the Rodeo. And artists, including Dominic Fike, Sean Kingston, Vice Tone, and Remy Wolf, will be featured for the whole day music festival, as well as some student performers. Dillo Day is a huge tradition for Northwestern students and community members. And it begs the question, how do students feel about the day? The day before Dillo Day, I walked around campus and I asked a random selection of students how much they would need to be paid to not go to Dillo Day and why. Their answers were pretty varied. They'll start by saying their first and last name, what they study, and then they'll give their answer. Enjoy and happy Dillo weekend. From WNUR News, you're listening to News at 6.
Carlos Sierra, I'm a senior studying psychology. I'd probably say $100, then I could buy something that I've wanted for the past week or so.
What have you wanted?
New strings for my bass guitar. They're a little screwed up.
Salma Paredes, third year international studies, Asian language and culture. Honestly, not much. I'm really only going because it's free. And I don't know, it hasn't been in here for a while, so I just kind of am curious as to what it looks like. So I don't know, $20, let's say that. Not much, honestly.
Sophia Moreno, I'm a sophomore, double majoring in neuroscience and global health. Like a couple $1,000 probably.
And why?
I want to go. Actually, I feel like unless you're going to like cover my tuition for a year, I'd probably want to go. Cause it's oh my God. I feel like these are like life experiences are worth more than money. You know what I mean? And like the four Dillo days are like something you're not going to get again, like with the same people. So I really want to go.
And I'm Hallie Petrie, and I'm a senior studying French and global health. $1,000 or $2,000. I'd probably like $2,000 just because, like, as a senior, like, this is my last and also, like, really only second Dillo Day, and it's like something I've been waiting for like years.
Simon Bratholm, a senior studying econ. I would say, you know, like, because it's raining tomorrow, I think probably like $200.
Atharva Welling. I am a first year studying journalism and econ. I don't know. I'd skip out for like $1,000. I don't know. It's decent money. Maybe a little more than $1,000. Maybe 5,000. And why? I'd like $5,000. It'd be nice.
My name is Jefferson Hsu. I'm a junior studying computer science and minoring in economics.
That's a spicy question. So we have to be at least like, just off the top of my head, probably like 5K.
Why that much?
Well, I was thinking about costs for like other music festivals, but then there's also like the social cost that you'd lose if you didn't go to Dill. I think that's like a pretty high cost because, like, you know, all your friends are basically gonna be there, so it has to be a relatively high price. I was thinking even higher than 5,000.
Reporting for WNUR, I'm Margot Mewall.